Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
And here we are, rocking you like a hurricane, The Roman Show, coming back at you live from Miami, Florida, recuperating after some massive coverage at the UFC on FX number 3 this past weekend. And joining me, like always, my co-host, Rando Villafaña. Rando, how are you, my man? Recuperating?
Yeah, doing good, man. I mean, we still got like an over-excessive amount of footage that we still haven't been able to put out because we got so much.
Man, I know. Tell me about it. I'm still catching up on my sleep, but I'm okay. You know how it is. We have to stay late night and edit to put that stuff up there. But I know on octagonal.com you can check out some of the footage, some of the interviews in Spanish. We have it at RodolphoRoman.com. We have a lengthy post-press conference interview when Dana White met with the media down here in South Florida. And you know, I don't know about you, Randall. I've met Dana White a couple of times, UFC president, and the man gave us about an hour, I would say, close to an hour.
He was very friendly with his time, yes.
Yes. I mean, he spoke about anything. I mean, he spoke everything about the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I think it got to the point that we ran out of questions.
Well, I mean, we got him talking about Heat Celtics. So, yeah, that pretty much tells you we ran him down to the last question we could ask.
Yeah, and then he even threw the zombie question in there and the Pitbull question, the rapper, not Thiago Alves.
Yeah.
The man dedicated a lot of time to us. He really was appreciative of all of the media, South Florida, who gave coverage to the UFC down here.
Well, at least we did something to help.
And they were very kind to us, I must admit. They treated us very nicely.
Yeah.
Great food, because, you know, we got to admit, you know, you and I were enjoying their little, chicken and fish.
Clam chowder,
and all-you-can-drink coffee. You can't go wrong with that.
Never.
But it was a good fight, but unfortunately, it wasn't well attended. That was the topic of the night. That was the topic of the night, Randall. Everyone was blasting him off. The so-called attendance was 6,635 for Friday's card. That is what they're saying. With a live gate of $329,110. Dana White, Randall, said that it is possibly one of the worst attended shows.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. I really wouldn't doubt it. And that's what makes it so supremely upsetting, because the crowd down here has been begging, petitioning. There's petitions on Facebook. There's petitions everywhere for UFC to come down to South Florida. They came down to South Florida. They brought a great card. I mean, people didn't want to see it that way. I don't understand why. They brought a great, great card. That main card was incredible. I mean, if you witnessed it, if you saw it, then you saw that it was worthy of being able to be there in front of that cage and see those fights go down. But somehow, some way, the Miami crowd, the South Florida crowd did not want to show up. And I mean, there's a lot of things that could have played in the fact that it went down like that. The Heat clinching that game 7 could have definitely been one of the reasons. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have caused that problem, but I don't know. It's just really upsetting that we couldn't even probably fill that place up even halfway.
And not only at the Sunrise, in Sunrise, the Bank Atlantic Center, but also on TV. The first UFC on FX garnered $1.3 million. The second garnered $1.4 million. And this is the lowest, with a 1.1 million viewers watching last Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
With NFX 3. But surely enough, you know, it was something that left us very puzzled there in the media. And Randall, you and several other folks just bombarded him with questions. Why? Why didn't we have enough people after, like you said, the petitions, the calls, the emails? We allegedly voted in this event to come down here. It was because of the fans. We wanted it for the Harley-Davidson throwdown promotion.
Yeah.
Yet, no one of those thousands of people that voted or claimed to have this petition going were not there.
And what makes it more annoying for me is just the excuses I keep hearing. Is the card wasn't great, right? So that's the main excuse. And then I don't know if the crowd expects the UFC to bring a John Jones or bring a Junior Dos Santos or bring an Anderson Silva down here to Miami. you got to understand that these fights, the big fights like that, are either going to go to a hometown for a fighter or they're going to go international where people are filling up a place. If you don't fill up even this little card, this UFC on FX, then they're not even going to bother trying to bring a bigger card here because they're going to be worried. He explained that. Dana White explained that. We're going to be worried. We're going to be concerned even if we even try again because we don't know if we bring an Anderson Silva here if the place will fill out.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, we spoke to some promoters down here, one of them being Fight Time Promotions. They said that, you know, they work hard marketing and advertising and so forth. And they sold out the place, they said. And then we also have CFA. In fact, we're going to have promoter or CEO of CFA, Championship Fighting Alliance, who has a show on June 30th here on the program in just a few minutes. And he's going to explain to us what he thinks should have been done. But the other promoter, Fight, had said that they just worked. I mean, they didn't say anything as they were on another program, our good friend Alex Dono on 790 AM, The Ticket. But it was brought up in that show, some of the ideas that actually George had mentioned, and you yourself said it, bringing an international card and adding maybe a Hector Lombard. George had posted something about this on Facebook. Maybe a Hector Lombard versus an Anderson Silva would have been great, or a Cain Velasquez versus a JDS, because we got to think of this, Randall, and I understand the UFC's point of view. You know, they haven't been here in 6 years, so you got to give the fans just a little taste of it. And the main card was phenomenal. I thought it was very exciting. They had a great fight. The two flyweights were amazing with Demetrius and Ian McCall. Great fight. Scott Jurgensen was great. But Miami or South Florida in general is the key to the international area. I mean, when people from New York, when people from California, when they want to go to Brazil, when they want to go to Colombia, to Mexico, or whatever the heck it is, Puerto Rico, where do they come? They come to South Florida.
Yeah.
And George is going to bring in several ideas and suggestions as far as how this would have benefited, and he's going to join us right now. They have the Dominican 30th. And they're going to have a great card at the Banks United Center in Coral Gables, Florida. Tickets are on sale right now at CFAFights.com.
Hello.
It is just a visit. Hey, George, welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with Randall and myself, Rodolfo. Welcome, my man.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Great, great, George. I know you're getting ready for the big fight June 30th at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. Stack card, Jay-Z and Luis Babun Palomino. Jordan Parsons putting up his belt, his featherweight belt, against Lazar. It's going to be exciting. Also, you got Alexis Villa in there and so many big names. But before we get into that, George, prior to calling you, Randall and I were having a discussion as far as the UFC coming to South Florida last weekend, and it didn't deliver as far as for the fans because there wasn't enough people in this huge arena. The fits over 20,000, from what I understand. But on a Facebook post that you had mentioned, some of the ideas that you suggested that a way it would have brought in more people. So, George, let's hear from you as a local promoter down here.
Roman, to be honest with you, there was a lot of mistakes. There was a lot of mistakes made that night. I don't know. I mean, UFC has been in business for a long time. They actually made the sport what it is today. And, you know, everybody wants to thank them for that, to be honest with you. Now, there was a lot of mistakes, man. There was a lot of mistakes. And the fact that, you know, they're saying now that Florida doesn't sell. Honestly, you can take that card, the fight card that they brought to Florida, you can take it anywhere in the world, anywhere in any state, and it will perform the same way. The same way, it was a shady card, no local guy. First of all, no local guys in the card, which, you know, USC now has a handful of USC fighters that are from Florida. Not one local guy. Not one. I mean, the main card, man, no disrespect to these kids, but they're recently on the main stage right now on the UFC. They're just pretty much fighting for the UFC, 4 months ago? You know, it's not what we're expecting, man. And it's not because it's Florida, and they keep mentioning it's Florida. It's not Florida. You know, you take that card anywhere in the state, and and it would have performed the same way. It's a shady card, and that's the bottom line. I mean, WWE was here. about 2 or 3 months ago. 78,000 tickets, man. 78,000 tickets were sold. You know, the only difference is they brought the superstars. And come on, man. I mean, you're not going to tell me WWE has more following than MMA. You know, seeing that what MMA has become the past 4 years.
And you know, that's how I was saying to and George, you know, you hit it right there, the nail on the coffin, with WrestleMania coming here. And Randall, you know, because you too were there, we saw how many people came to South Florida. I mean, you can count how many local people went out there. I mean, you saw flags from Ireland, from Mexico, from the whole entire world. So I get your point of view there, George. So you think that by adding a big name like an Anderson Silva, like you mentioned, versus a Hector Lombard, it would have changed the panorama on this?
Listen, we have a lot of Hispanic influence in Florida. You know, give us Cain Velasquez. Give us Dos Santos. Give us Anderson Silva. You know, the whole Brazilian community is here to support these kids. I mean, come on, man. It was not Florida. Give us Rashad Evans. You know, give us any of the big names that will make an impact in Florida. Just any of them. And we would have packed the house. I have to mention this. Why go to the Bank Atlantic when you have the AAA? You have the AAA where the Miami Heat are packing the house every day. You know, AAA will help you promote the event, and everybody is used to already going on a weekly basis to AAA. Why go to a Bank Atlantic? You know, I don't know, man. The whole marketing thing was not planned. They were supposed to, whoever was, you know, talking to the UFC or you know, being their advisor when they came down, did not tell them how, you know, the whole market works down here in Florida. Or either that or they knew what they were doing. And pretty much we were just part of you know, another show in FX. That's it. They weren't concerned about selling tickets. They weren't concerned about the crowd. They were just concerned about getting another show done for FX, and that's it.
Randy, you were going to say something?
Yeah, to jump in on the Hector Lombard thing. The thing is, we've seen Hector Lombard, and I know Bellator doesn't compare to UFC. We've seen Hector Lombard perform more than once down here locally for Bellator, and it does not pack the house. We've seen Bellator plenty of times. They never sell out down here. You know, and this is the thing that worries me. The fans just don't come out. I mean,
No disrespect that, but I got to jump in there, man, to be honest with you. Bellator does not compare at all with UFC.
I said that I don't compare them. They're not on the same level. I'm not saying they are. But the name alone should perform. And Hector Lombard is a world-renowned name already. He's not only known here in Miami. He's known in Australia. He's known all over the world. The guy's fought in Pride. But even with that, even with Michael Chandler versus Eddie Alvarez, the biggest fight Bellator has had, did not sell out.
That's an issue that
I see with the fans down here. And you can say the card was shitty, but me, as a real MMA hardcore person, saw that card as a great card. That main card was incredible. Demetrius Johnson versus Ian McCall.
The main card turned out to be a great card, you know, performing wise.
I saw that card great before it even went down. Eddie Wineland versus Scotty Jorgensen, great fight. I knew it was going to be a great fight before it even went down. Same thing with Demetrius versus Ian McCall. I really don't feel like the card was bad enough to give that bad of a performance. And especially when people from the Miami Herald are coming out asking, oh, some people are not willing to drive 30 minutes. Well, there's people that fly all over the world for a UFC fight, and then we have fans down here that won't even drive 30 minutes.
Not for that fight, man. I'm sorry, but not for that fight.
That's sad to me that we have fans that can't appreciate a good fight.
No, it's not the fans. I don't want to blame the fans, to be honest with you. You put the fight anywhere in the state. Put it in Vegas. It would have performed the same way.
I really doubt that because Demetrius Johnson and Ian McCall fought before on a card and it sold out.
Randall, that's a fight night card, brother. It's you know, it's a 2,000 piece. They've done it before. They've done fight cards like that. The worst, you know, as bad as that card, and they've done 2,700 people. I mean, this is not a surprise to the UFC. It's really not a surprise. Now, going back to Bellator, you can't compare Hector Lombard fighting in Bellator and Hector Lombard now fighting for the UFC. The hype is totally different. It's totally different. And to be honest with you, Bellator not only does not perform in the UFC, in Florida. I've been to other shows in Bellator, and they do horrible. They actually do it in a very small casinos, you know, 1,500 people, 1,800 people. They do horrible. It's not Florida. You know, for some reason, man, everybody keeps blaming Florida, the fans and stuff like that. To be honest with you, and I want to be very modest when I say this, this is the first time that 15 days away from an event, we've sold out all of our tickets. All of our reserved seats are sold out 15 days in advance.
Now,
the card is bad. The card was really bad, man, and it's not Florida. I really don't want to blame the fans of Florida having anything to do with that. He was a main event. Bro, it's very simple. And I'm sorry, I'm getting all emotional, but you know, Florida's my house, man. And this is very simple. Take that Shetty card and put it on use it the same night you open New York. You're going to have the same amount of people in New York. The same amount of people. Why is USC not going to do that? Because they don't want to do that in New York. They want to look like superstars in New York. So what, we're not important to the USC? Come on, man. You know, they should have come. When USC announced I was coming to Florida, I was very excited. I was like, this is awesome for the promoters, for the small promoters like ourselves. This is awesome. It's going to get new fans interested in the sport. It's going to get the crowd going. It's going to create a hype. This is awesome. So when I saw the card, I was like, man, this is so disappointing. As a promoter, I didn't even want to go to the show. I didn't even want to go to the show myself. You know, they're promoting, they have a billboard on 826 with the USC brand. That's it. They're not even promoting the card because it was so shady that they couldn't even promote it. Picture the other billboard, comparing it to WWE. WWE, okay, who's coming? No pictures, no nothing, no main event. No, they had to bring The Rock and Cena, and they had to put on the billboard and hype it up with those two names. It's what it is. It's hype, man. And this is a business that they know better than any of us. It's a hype business. And, you know, basically, it's like any other artist. If you bring an artist here that's not a superstar to Miami, it's not going to sell. It's not going to sell because there's so many things to do that, hey, don't bring us, you know, anything. Bring us top of the line. If you don't bring us top of the line, we're not going to go.
Do you think, George, that the sport... Because let's be honest, the sport is still in its infancy. It's not as to where people think it is. It still needs a little bit more growth. Do you think that they still need to market these guys like a Johnson and Ian McCall to become a household name? Because at this point, they're still not a household name. John Jones is still not at the point, at a level like The Rock. He's not at the point of a John Cena. He's not at the point of a Floyd Mayweather yet. As people don't want to admit it, but it's the truth. John Jones is not there. Anderson Silva is not there. But do you think it's just a lack that the fans still are still, especially in South Florida, there are big boxing fans. It's home to Muhammad Ali's training camp. A bunch of fighters come down here to train. Do you still think that South Florida, Florida in general, still needs a little bit of more educating in MMA?
No, man. Honestly, no. We just need the superstars. We just need a stack card, a pay-per-view card in Florida, and we will pack the house. That's my personal opinion. That's it. We have plenty of Brazilians representing the sport in Florida. We have plenty of Cubans that are very involved in the sport that are going to be out there as well. I mean, most of the superstars that we have already fighting for the UFC, we're not even there. They weren't even interested in watching the card. That's how bad it was, man. I mean, the card turned out to be a great card, after all. But it was not, there was no household names. People are not going to pay for that in Florida. That's the bottom line. You know, we used to the badass clubs. We used to the badass cars. We like to take things to the next level. This is Florida, man. This is like New York. You don't take a shitty car to New York. You
take top. You take the best fighters you have. That's it. It's what it is. It's not Florida. It's not Florida.
Now, do you think though he Dana White? Because we asked him, and I think someone asked him as far as why they didn't have any fighters locally, and he just pretty much directed that, deferred that question to Joe Silva, the matchmaker. But in a business point of view, do you think he was just testing the water, testing the market since they haven't been here in 6 years? Or like you just said, they just wanted to put this thing together and get it out of the way?
Rodolfo, they had to be here. You know, people were voting on the Harley-Davidson home throwdown or something like that, and Florida voted, was the number one, had the most votes for to make the show happen. And that's why they came down to Florida. That's the only reason why they came down to Florida. You know? Now, if Florida perform well with great fighters, it will. Bring me great fighters and it will. I mean, bro, it's very simple. 6,600 people with a shady card. Bring me a good card. Bring me a pay-per-view card. We'll pack the house. It's simple, man. It's simple. It's very simple, man.
Yeah, and then also someone stated about maybe even having it at the Hard Rock. And I think we spoke about this. It's a great location because you got the arena.
Yeah,
and then right next to you have the club.
If they would have put this show at the Hard Rock, it would have sold out because it's at 5,500 seats at the Hard Rock. And they had 6,600. It would have sold out. But that's not the point. It's not the point whether selling out or not selling out the arena. Bring us a good – bring us. I mean, why? What's the point of selling out the 500-seat arena? There's no point on that. I mean, a lot of promotion out there are selling out, you know, calling, oh, we're selling out. Yeah, how many seats are there in the arena? 900 seats? You know, it's like USC coming to the Hard Rock and saying, hey, we're sold out. Yeah, 5,500 seats? That's not selling out. Bring us a good card, take it to a AAA, even the back Atlantic, 20,000 people, and we'll still sell out. We will sell out. But bring me a pay-per-view card. That's it. That's all I have to say about that, man, to be honest with you. It's not Florida. It's not Florida, man. It is not Florida.
Well, George, let's talk about June 30th. Huge, huge event. By far one of the best cards that you guys have put together. And, I mean, the entire card is stacked with the lineup. I know you guys have been working hard at it, but tell us about Luis Valentino and JD. I want to talk about this because do you feel this is probably one of the toughest tests that Luis Valentino will have aside from the rest of the competition he has had at TFA?
Man, to be honest with you, I have no favorites when it comes to CFA working on the fight cards. I never protect any fighters. Our slogan is, there's no easy fights, and we do care about the fans. We want the fans to come out and enjoy the best shows. We don't protect fighters. You can always expect a tough fight. There's no easy fights in CFA. We're always saying that, and you know, that's our slogan. No easy fights in CFA, and we're dual champions. That's the bottom line. This fight, man, I can't wait. You know, I'm a big fan of JC. He knows it. I'm a big fan. I've been following JC since he was in Dreams. And I'm a big fan. I've always seen the guy train. I met him back in when I used to on the America Top Team. So we go way back. Very big fan of this kid. Now again, you know, Palomino is on top of the world right now. Palomino is really at his prime. On top of the world. And he has performed, you know, over and over and over again. And he's on top of the world, man. I don't know what to expect out of that fight, to be honest with you. It's going to be an exciting fight, and I can't wait to watch it. As a fan, I can't wait to enjoy it, you know, to that night to get here ready. And I just want to – I actually want to see him weigh in. I'm excited of watching these two guys weigh in, facing each other at the weigh-in.
As we're talking about Jesus Calvacante versus Luis Baboon Palomino, then Jordan Parsons versus Lazar Pejanovic. Joshua Sampo versus Alexis Villa, a Bellator veteran. Now, tell us about Alexis, because I know you've had him on, not in CFA, but you've had him in past shows that you've had. Tell us about Alexis Villa and how is he looking after fighting over there in Bellator. We're coming back down here to South Florida and fighting for the fans.
Man, to be honest with you, Alexis and I, on a personal level, we're really good friends. You know, fighters come and go for promotions, friends. You know, some of them stick around. And when, you know, when it comes to Alexi, man, it's a different world between me and him. We have a great relationship. He had a, you know, he definitely got a lot of experience now that he fought at the high level in Bellator. And Alexis, man, I can't wait to see him at 125. Demetrius is a great fighter, and Ian McConnell is a great fighter. I can't wait to see Alexis fight any of those kids, you know, which at his natural fight weight, which is 125. He was fighting at 135. He was fighting these guys that were monsters next to him. Right. Alexis at 125 is a beast. The beast on Staples. He's testing it. He's incredible. He hits hard. I can't wait, man, to be honest with you. He's a tough opponent for any fighter at 125, to be honest with you.
And now one fight that really just grabs my attention the most, and no offense to the rest of the card because it's great, but Vladimir Araújo versus Luis Santos, who has almost close to 60 fights. This is going to be an incredible fight, man. This one really is.
Man, if we go down the whole card, Rodolfo, to be honest with you, it's a great card from top to bottom. That's a great fight. I mean, both Brazilians are really good on the floor. They can both. They have a lot of power behind their punches. I mean, you can expect anything from that fight, man, to be honest with you.
That's right. And you can get, I know there's a few tickets left, but you can visit Ticketmaster.com or CFAFights.com to get your tickets June 30th at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables, Florida. And prior to that, you're going to have the weigh-ins at Miccosukee Friday night, June the 29th. And then on that Wednesday, the press conference and bongos in downtown Florida. So it's a whole week of activities of CFA. You know, George, I want to ask you one question as a promoter, and I think someone had asked me on Twitter the other day, and it's something that was failed to ask to Dana, and I think Randall had mentioned this. There's these promotions out there that are putting this ridiculous fight. They have a three men fighting at the same time, or they have a fight, and then they have motocross. What's your opinion on this? Do you think this is tarnishing or hurting the reputation of mixed martial arts?
Rodolfo, to be honest with you, man, I like to follow leaders. You know, UFC is a leader on the sport. I don't mind following them. They're doing great. The sport is actually a sport. It's not what it used to be 3 years ago. It's become a sport. It's getting bigger by the minute because, you know, UFC has been around. Now, people really have heard it starting in 2008 after the reality show. So, I mean, you know, MMA is where it's at, man. MMA is where it's at. You know, everybody's trying to come out now with a new idea. It's like trying to reinvent a new basketball game or let's play a different type of football. You know, it is what it is, man. You know, I think MMA, the cage, the whole setup, the way it is right now, the whole sport, it's what it is. You know, and I don't know, man. I'm not looking to promote any other sport other than what I'm doing right now. I love it. I know people in Florida love it. I know it's growing by the minute, and it's growing fans. And it's only a matter of time, man. It's only a matter of time for the sport to actually take it to the next level. We're very close.
And one more question. I've seen this in other promotions. I know CFA really does their best to par up these guys as far as records, technique. But I've seen in other fight cards, yeah, they'll put a guy who has a phenomenal record, and then they put him a guy who is mediocre. Is that in a way also ruining the sport? And for a fan, does it kind of take the taste out of your taste buds? You know what? I'm not going to see this because I know exactly what's going to happen.
Listen, bro, this is what's happening in MMA, and I'm actually going out to Tallahassee in October trying to change that law. There's a lot of matchmakers and promoters that they get a percentage. They get a kickback from the fighters, you know, somehow. So they protect the fighters and the matchmaker. They get a kickback, a percentage, and all that bullshit is happening. And to be honest with you, I just completely disagree with that, you know. And when you go to a CFA fight, what you can expect, we're not protecting any fighters. We protect the fans. We want the fans to see a fair fight, and we want the fans to watch a great, a very even fight, very well-matched fight. And it's not we don't protect fighters, man. There's no easy fights. If you got what it takes, you know, it's going to show. If you don't, you know, it is what it is, bro.
Right. Well, I have one question for George of CFA.
Well, I guess my only question is, how the hell did you make Jay-Z Cavalcante happen for this fight card?
I've been asked that question before.
I mean, I've asked you that question every time you surprise us with a big name. When you brought up Flying Escudero, I had to ask you, how'd you make it happen? This time I have to ask you, how'd you make Jay-Z Cavalcante happen? Because that's an awesome, awesome addition to this fight card.
Randall, to be honest with you, man, I'm a big fan of this kid, though, to be honest with you. So the opportunity presented itself. I have a great relationship with Jackal. Actually, Jackal is going to be sponsoring our next event.
Awesome.
You know, Glenn is actually managing JC. So there's a lot of things behind the whole thing, the whole fight card that's happening. And I'm very excited, man. I'm very proud to have JC in the card. And I'm very proud to have him actually fighting Palomino, man. Like I said, Palomino, I think is on his prime. And it's going to be a hell of a fight, man, to be honest with you. I can't wait.
I agree.
That is awesome. Well, George, I know next week we're going to see if we'll give away a pair of tickets to the big event, CFA number 7, Never Give Up, which you should visit the site, CFAfights.com. You could read up on all the articles out there, especially the reason why it was titled Never Give Up. It's a nice story there, George, that a family member, he decided to name it after a young boy who is battling cancer. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's just the toughest battle of them all. That's life, George. So I understand that little boy will walk inside the cage and meet all the fighters. And also, you guys are going to donate a percentage to his cause, right, George?
Yes, we are. And we're also going to donate the money that we received from Josh Landy, the 10% that was awarded to CFA. We're going to donate it to him as well. And this kid, man, this Derek is a fighter, man. You know, I see Derek. I talk to fighters and managers the whole day. And, that's my job. And seeing Derek fight through cancer and always have a smile and always wanted to play and you guys wanna meet him, man. Great kid, you know. And every time I talk to him, man, he touches my heart, man. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, he is. You know, I got a chance to speak to him, and you'll never know the little boy is sick. The guy is very illuminated, very happy, and very excited. So can't wait to see the kid myself smiling when he meets all the fighters and inside the cage. So that's good stuff out there. Well, George, man, thanks so very much. CFAfights.com is the website. Get your tickets right now by visiting the site. You can also follow it on Twitter at CFAfights. And, George, you got a Twitter account at George Delanoval on Twitter. Anything else you'd like to add, George?
No, that's it. Randall, I still love you, man. Florida is my house.
No. We got to have some kind of debate, don't we? I mean, that's how this thing works. So, yeah.
We'll piece it out over coffee.
We'll meet in the cage, George. We'll handle it like that. We'll meet in the cage.
I'm done with that, man. I'm ready to promote it.
All right, George.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for having me, and you guys have a great show, man.
Awesome, George. Thanks so much, and we'll do it June 30th.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man. All right, Randall. Wait, you got a little heated there, man.
Hey, look. I mean, I love this sport more than anything. You know, this is one of the things, I mean, I revolve my life around this sport. So when I see, you know, the attendance, and I'm too hardcore of a fan to think that any of these fight cards are bad. So, I mean, personally for me, it just wasn't a bad card. So, I mean, that's the only reason, you know. But I do completely understand where it's coming from. I know I do have a feeling that if we do bring an Anderson Silva, if we do bring a big name like that down here, we would sell out. But the thing is, you go look back at every single fight card that's been lately from UFC, none of the big names come to the areas like this. They either go to Vegas, they go international, or they go to like California. They took John Jones and Rashad Evans there. Yeah, that was more of a hometown type of thing. So, I mean, that's where I saw that going, but. I mean, the last time that they brought any kind of big fight to any smaller market, it was really a long time ago. I mean, they've spread so far that all these big names go to the places where they know for sure and it's guaranteed for them that it's going to sell completely out, which is sad for me, you know, because I wish they would be able to come back, and I wish they would bring an Anderson Silva fight or a Dos Santos or a Cain Velasquez. any of those fights, I do believe they would sell out. It's just if we don't make an impression on UFC and show them that we support the sport, then, you know, what faith are they going to have in us?
I'll never say never. I should think
I do. I do wish they would have put a local on there, though. I do wish that. I don't know what happened there. I know that there was a few that weren't available to fight. I know Mike Rio is currently injured, and he still has a fight to go. Yoslandi already has a fight set. Jonathan Brookins had just fought. So, I mean, there wasn't really too many UFC contracted fighters that were really available at the time.
Yeah, that's so. I spoke to Dana White after. He said, we'll be back soon. Great. Let's see what soon is. It could be 6 years. It could be 2 years.
Yeah.
And just keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime,
yeah,
let's take this quick phone call, Randall. Caller, you're on the end of the Roman Show. What's your name?
Sky. What's up, Roman?
Hey, Sky. Welcome, my man.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
All right, Sky. Actually, Randall will be fighting at the June 30th big event, CFA number 7. Never give up, and he's going to be fighting Carlos Rodriguez, who will be making his professional mixed martial arts debut. And Sky also runs the ABC amateur promotion up north in Broward. And I know you guys have been doing a great, phenomenal job out there. And guys, if you want to call,
oh, we've been killing it. We've been loving it, bro. The last show was phenomenal. I can't wait to see you out at this next one, man. We got Tisha Torres fighting for the number one ranking in the world.
Wow, I understand it's a nice place over there in Dayton last time around. When is it? The next show is going to be in July, though, no?
Yeah, it's July 16th, man. It's July 16th, and it's going to be a phenomenal card. It's the best card Aaron's put together, and I think he's the best matchmaker around. If you saw our last fight, oh, my, every fight he's put together has been an awesome. So many fights going to decision, so many fights with such awesome endings. And this last one was phenomenal. We expect the same from this one. And, man, I can't stop talking about it, even though I need to be talking about my fight coming up on the 30th, man. I'm really, really excited about that, too. Bro, as soon as you got it, I got a bunch of things to say about Carlos Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, we're about to speak that. Don't worry about that. We like a little trash talk here, right, Randall?
Always, always. You can never hate on the trash talk.
It's not trash talk. I respect the guy. He's a good fighter, but they put him up there that he's the ISKA 145 champion, and I just want to clear up the fact that Aaron Rodgman is the ISKA 145 champion, and what Carlos got is the interim championship. I'm not taking anything away from him. But it just seems like since my boy got injured, everybody forgot about him. He's the number one 145er in the country. When he comes back, he's going to be knocking heads. Believe that.
Yeah, I witnessed that Carlos Rodriguez when he won that interim title and Aaron got injured, and then they were going to have a fight where they were going to unify the titles, and that never happened, and it won't happen because now Carlos is going pro. So now you're going to be fighting him at June 30th at the Bank United Center, Sky. Carlos Rodriguez. And you're right, they build him up a lot. How are you preparing about this fight coming up?
I've been at Coconut Creek, man. I've been up there at Creek, and I've been throwing hands with Aaron Rodgman, and we've been working really, really hard on everything. Every part of my game's getting sharper, and I'm ready to throw down. I'm in shape like I've never been in shape in my life. We're pushing this fight like no other, The place is going to be absolutely incredible that night, and I'm gonna lay it down. I don't think that Carlos Rodriguez has any idea what's coming for him.
Well, it is his pro debut, so I'm sure you have a nice little plan there. I'm walking him into the professional world of MMA.
Yeah, he's never been on the ground with somebody trying to punch his head and knock his lights out on the ground. So it's a whole different game, you know. I got respect for him for being an undefeated amateur and winning that interim title. But, you know, once again, it's an interim title. Oh, the man is Aaron, and that's my boy. We go out there and throw every time. So I feel like this is just my chance to take care of what Aaron didn't get to because of his injury. And we get to do it on a huge stage. And thanks to George for doing that. You know, being on a bigger show, I You know, I don't know. I don't mean to sound like CFA is cocky, but I expect to do better numbers than the UFC.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. They say it's been sold out already, and in fact, you can't get any of those reserved seating. So, but there's some few tickets that remain out there. You can visit Ticketmaster.com.
I sure hope so, because I'm trying to get some to my fans. So if anybody wants to hit us up, fightabc@live.com. Hit us up and ask for their tickets. You know, send us your phone number or just call me directly. I'll bring your tickets to you, and I'll give you a free El Chivo Loco T-shirt. My sponsors are helping me print up 100 of them. So we're giving away the El Chivo Loco T-shirts. They look sweet. You know, we're killing it as far as trying to promote it, trying to promote the El Chivo Loco brand. So.
El Chivo Loco. Now, El Chivo, for those folks who don't know Spanish, is El Go, the goat. What's El Chivo Loco, which is pretty much translates to the crazy goat?
Yeah, I am the crazy goat. You speak Spanish, you know, La Luz de mi vida, the love of my life, the light of my life gave me that nickname because I chew gum all the time. And she's like, you sound just like a goat. You're over there like a goat. You're the crazy goat. El Chivo Loco. So I brought her to one of my fights, and she was kind of worried about me because there's this huge dude who's about to try to beat me up. So I tell the guy, hey, you know, this will make her smile. When I go out, announce me as El Chivo Loco. He was like, what? And I was like, yo, El Chivo Loco. Oh, she'll get it. And he didn't know what he was saying, and said El Chivo Loco, and instantly she smiled, and it made her happy, so I kept it.
El Chivo Loco. Rob, do you like that nickname, El Chivo Loco? You got to have a funky name.
Yeah, man, I definitely got to like the nickname, man. It's definitely an awesome one.
And by the way, guys, you can call in 714-868-0222. We're speaking to Sky, who is going to be fighting Carlos Rodriguez at CFA 7 Never Give Up, June 30th at the Bank United Center. You can visit TFAFights.com for ticket information. Now, Sky, you're coming off a defeat, so you're definitely hungry because you definitely won that win.
Yeah, but did anybody tell you how that defeat happened?
Can you go ahead and please explain to us? Because, again, according to the officials here, it does have you say as you were submitted by a guillotine choke in the first round of 205.
That was a completely different fight. The last time I fought was actually an unsanctioned fight. You don't see the record for it there, but I fought two title fights in one night.
Wow. So they got to fix up that little issue. You know, that's one thing that I've been noticing a lot, especially here. I don't know if you guys get to read about this, but over the weekend, in the I believe it was the Mike Pierce victory. Did you guys get to catch this? That he was awarded a split decision victory against Carlos Eduardo Rocha, and then the Florida Boxing Commission 4 days later awarded him a unanimous decision. Now, did this fight of yours take place? Did you hear this, Sky? Now, Sky, did this fight take place in Florida?
No, it took place in Alabama, and I kind of got in that bad position that a lot of fighters got into before there was the Florida Amateurs and before we really protected these guys and showed them the right way to go professional. I'm really happy with what we've got going on in the amateurs right now, that we would require these guys to get five amateur fights before they go pro. So guys know that they're ready. You know, we work with guys in ABC and American Battle Championship so they can make those pro dreams come true. Because one of the things that happened to me was I took that XFC fight that you're seeing on a Sure Dog where I got guillotined to sleep in 3 minutes. By the way, I never tapped. Went all the way to sleep. If I think that's the way the guy should do it, man up, go to sleep. But I got caught in a bad position where I wanted to fight. There was no amateur fights at the time. I got offered a pro fight. It was before my time. I shouldn't have gone. And I had a bad experience. And I had to go back and I had to reevaluate everything. And in order to do that, I went back into states that would let me fight, that it was legal for me to fight. And I went and got some of that experience when I couldn't get pro fights over here. And thank goodness now I did. It's kind of funny that I'm fighting in something called Never Give Up, because I never gave up. I kept going. I went and I found myself fights where I could fight, and I got that experience, and I got with a top team in the world, and I made it to where I can really live out that dream and fight in a huge show like CFA. Hey, so where you're seeing on the Sure Dog, I lost since then. I've had 12 more fights.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, Sky, we look forward to you in action against Carlos Rodriguez, June 30th, CFA 7, Never Give Up. And also stay tuned for that American Battle Championship Rumble at Renegades number 11. And that will take place July 16th. And the address here is in West Palm Beach, 600 Village Boulevard. We'll make sure to hook up some of the fans here, Sky, with some tickets as the time gets closer for the event, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'd love it if every week you give away a set, man. You know, yeah. All you got to do is just get them to give you their email address, and we'll email them a set of tickets. We'll give you a set of tickets to give away every week until the fight, and that's going to be Tisha Torres versus Amber Strassenberger. It's for a legitimate number one in the nation. It's absolutely awesome.
Done deal, man. Let's go ahead and do that starting next week, and we're also we're going to be giving away some CFA tickets to see Sky in action, so we'll hook you up here in the Roman Show. Sky, man, good luck, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much. And one more thing, guys, if you want to see me in action before the fight, skyfights.info. And for all the action on ABC, it's fightabc.com.
Sweet. All right, Sky. Have a good night, my man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care, man. Thanks. All right, guys. You can call in the action 714-868-0222. Kind of a heated show today, Randall.
Was that my fault, though? Was it my fault that I add the adrenaline? Is that because of me?
You got a little emotional. Hey, let's take this cold call here real quick. He's been calling, I've been holding on the line for some time. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Hello, caller. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. He's listening to the show. But Randall.
Maybe I scared him away.
Yeah, exactly. People have been hating us up here on Twitter. Giovanni said here. Blank got real for a minute there, laughing my blank out loud. people have been having a blast listening to the program as we were talking as far as the attendance. We take it up a notch here, Randall. You know what I mean? You got to give a little entertainment on the program.
There's got to be some kind of debate, you know? I mean, it has to happen from time to time. I can't always be the kind gentleman you always hear on the program. I have to stir the pot a little bit.
No doubt about that. Randall, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more action here in the Roman Show. We got lots to talk about, and we'll be right back with that. All right, and call in, guys, 714-868-0222. Or if you're if you don't want to speak, you're a little shy, hashtag Roman Show, or send us a tweet at RomanDH, or you can also go ahead and tweet Randall at Mr. Randall V. We'll be right back.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Hey, this is Jacob Stitch Duran here, and if you guys really want to listen to some good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You're listening to The Roman Show.
We
It's a wrestling pun, but, you know, obviously, you get it.
Some people get it. Hey, let's take a quick phone call here, Rondo. Caller, you're on the Other Moment Show.
What's going on, man? It's Gio.
Hey, Gio, man. Thanks for calling into the Moment Show. I know you've been... What's
no,
that?
No problem, man. Fun night. Bleep got real there for a second.
Well, what are your thoughts, Gio, between the whole conversation of the CFA CEO... George and Alavan.
Well, first I got to say, man, I always support the local promoters. I think it's great, man, especially, you know, they always back up the younger guys that are coming up locally. And I could see his point of view and the other point of view, but to say that the card was shitty, I mean, please, man, it was a good card. If you're a hardcore MMA fan, you know who those guys were. Granted, the undercard, there were some guys there. I had no idea who they were. But... you know, I think that card would do easily $10,000, $12,000 the minimum anywhere else, even Central Florida. And, you know, I do think if you put a John Jones or a bigger name over Rashad Evans, yeah, you probably get 15, 16, maybe 18 the most. But that's the way it's always been out here, though, man. It's like that with the local sports teams. If they're winning, if you got flashy stuff, they show up. If you lose, then it's nothing, you know, it's not exciting. People aren't going to show up.
You're right about that. We're not that, unfortunately, you know, everywhere around the country, they always say we're not that big of a sports fan, sports town, even though we have four major sports teams, the Panthers, the Marlins, the Heat, and then the Dolphins, but it's true.
And
you know?
I also agree with I do think the UFC dropped the ball when not having at least a couple local fighters, especially, you know, with all the stables we got down here, you know. You got ATT, you know, MMA Warehouse, MMA Monsters, all these guys, and, you know, they could have at least put two or three local guys up there. You know, I don't think it would have brought in the masses, but at least, you know, you get probably an extra couple of thousand people out there. So I don't think, you know, that helps their argument. But I really don't think we're going to be seeing the UFC here at least for another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And the other thing was to compare it to WrestleMania. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't go. That's gonna sell out regardless anywhere. Yeah, don't tell me you had to put, you know, John Cena and The Rock on posters to hype that, because it doesn't matter who you put on WrestleMania. It's gonna sell out. So that comparison's a little bit, you know, bogus. But I just think it's just the culture down here too is another thing. You know, the way we're bringing up. I think maybe the second and third generation, you know, the kids that are now growing up in their teens and are watching it. Those are the guys that are gonna be in their mid-20s and are gonna be paying more to watch the sport because they grew up watching it. To make your point, you know, a lot of the older guys here, the more boxing fans, stuff like that. So I do see it growing a little bit more. Hopefully it will, but you never know with us down here, man. That's just the way it is.
That's right, Gio. Well, thanks for calling, man. And, hey, you want to go to
anytime.
CFA? You want to go to CFA?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. So I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets, man, for June 30th. Hook you up with a pair of tickets at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. All right, my man? You'll be going out there.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. You guys enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thanks,
Gio. Have a good night.
All right, you too, my man. That's what we do, Randall. Aside from fighting and debating, we also give out free stuff.
I got some support there. I'm happy. No, and it's what he brought out was a really big point. Comparing this UFC on FX card to a WrestleMania, I mean, that's, if it was UFC 100 to WrestleMania, that's a more closer kind of comparison, I guess, because those were the biggest events type of thing. But, I mean, yeah, the WrestleMania comparison, that's going to be hard to come by. Because it's true. I mean, even if it wasn't John Cena versus The Rock, if it would have been The Undertaker versus Triple H as the main event, that kind of show would have sold out.
Yeah. And it is WrestleMania at the end of the day.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, said, no matter where you put that thing, you could put that thing in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where there's probably, you know, not as many things here as in Miami or in Oklahoma City. where according to Pepe Villete, there's only a Walmart and an arena. you'll still sell out WrestleMania there.
Hey, by the way, have you heard that supposedly Cain Velasquez's hand is broken?
You know, I have not heard that. Is this just please let us know?
I'm hearing that apparently Junior Dos Santos' coach Yuri Calton is saying that Cain Velasquez's hand is broken, and apparently there's going to be probably a little bit of a wait time between the fight of the rematch we're supposed to be seeing soon.
Wow. Well, that adds more to the rash of injury than that. And
Demetrius Johnson is injured as well.
Yes, right. He's going through a surgery as he did have a hernia. So the fight won't be happening as soon as Dana White wanted it.
Yeah.
You know, we know that they've had a rash of injuries. And Dana White was, you know, someone asked him about this as far as the injuries. And he said, you know, do I tell you to get hurt? It's up to you. Don't go and blame me about it. You heard his comment. You know, I tell you to get hurt, take care of yourself. These are just things that happen. And unfortunately, it happens the weirdest ways. Now, I've heard people that are walking down the stairs and they tear an ACL. It just happens. It just happens. It's just sometimes in life, man, it just gives you things like bumps in the road that you just can't prevent. But with that being said, we hope that it doesn't continue because they have stellar fights set up, but unfortunately because of injuries, they don't happen. Thus being the pay-per-view coming in Brazil with Silva and Belfort, that's no longer happening, so they have to bring in Franklin to replace Belfort. I just hope the Sun and Anderson Silva doesn't get canceled.
Oh, my. I mean, and that rumor started that Anderson Silva's knee was gone and that he wasn't going to be able to fight. I got scared because, I mean, I wouldn't want to wait any longer to see that fight go down already.
Yeah, man. No, please, because I know everybody's hyped. In fact, I'm even thinking of going out there. I don't know about you guys, though.
I'm considering, yes. I'm considering very highly. I know we will be out there because Andrea will be out there for us, but I'm trying to see if I find my way to get out there. Probably hitchhike, you know, pull some Bruce Banner Hulk stuff.
Hey, well, let's talk about Dana White said that Tito Ortiz is going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I know those two had a little confrontation there, but heck, at the end of the day, you have to respect Tito Ortiz's career in mixed martial arts.
No, and the guy did so much for the sport.
Yeah, he did. He put his 5 cents in putting the MMA on the spotlight. And I'm sure when he retires, he will continue to do so. Hensel Gracie was reported he's going to return for a second fight in the UFC. He's 45 years old, but heck, Dana White is giving him a shot. Why not if the guy still has it, right?
Well, let's see if he actually still has it, because the last time we saw him, it was kind of sad, you know, because I'm a heavy Gracie supporter. I've always loved the Gracie way, like the way them people diet is insane. The way they train is insane. I love the Gracie way. It's just the conditioning factor always affects them, and we've seen it throughout the last few fights of any Gracie name. So, I hope Enzo comes out, you know, kicking ass and showing more Gracie greatness, but it worries me sometimes because he hasn't, condition-wise, cardio-wise, he has not looked fantastic lately.
Well, you know, this goes to the thought or the idea that Dan Severn brought once here, and I think you were on the line, I think you heard the interview, when he said that the UFC or MMA should have a master's division. Guys that are above 45 or above 50, and this would be a good category for him.
It would. See, with that, in that kind of area, I see that going in the right direction. I mean, I don't think Dana would be the kind of person to approve that kind of a division in the UFC. I mean, we see how he is simply with just women. So imagine if he has to allow what you would consider a senior citizen fighting. So, I mean, in a way, that's it'll probably be a difficult thing to get passed by Dana and the UFC. But it's something that maybe another promotion can bring up. And I think Dan Severn was even considering doing that himself. So, I mean, it'd be interesting. So, that would be something interesting.
All right, last two notes, Randall. We found out that Dana White says that the Ultimate Fighter will not be live anymore starting next season, next fall. They're not going to have those live fights anymore. They're going to go back to the pre-tape fights. The ratings weren't doing too well, and in fact, he said that depending on the outcome of this season, they might even consider a move to Tuesday or Wednesday, where it originally aired. What are your thoughts on that?
I actually think Wednesday, because Wednesday is the day they were on Spike, I believe, and it actually worked out for them, because they're not really competing too much with everything else. You know, on Fridays, you're competing with a lot of other programs, and not only that, you're competing with people going out. You know, people going out to a club, people going out to dinners. It's TGIF. So, I mean, it's a hard day to try and accomplish so many viewers with the program. I mean, I wish they wouldn't cancel out on the live, but if they would move the date, it would make sense. But, I mean, maybe it's just too much. Scheduling might be an issue. You know, sometimes fights would run long. They had that issue that they had add an extra round to a fight, and they had an extra long intermission between the rounds, and not only that, but they went over the schedule. So, I mean, those kind of things might affect it, and might be the reason why they want to pre-tape it, just so they don't mess up the scheduling with FX. I mean, with
Fuel. Orlando, that pretty much does it for us today. A very heated show, but heck, we'll be a lot more friendlier next time around, we promise. Guys, check out the website, RodolfoRoman.com. If you missed any of the interview with George Donovan and Sky, he'll be fighting Carlos Rodriguez at TFA 7, Never Give Up. You can get your tickets at TFAFights.com. Randall, your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I'm excited that Dana White is announcing a UFC possibly going to South Africa.
That's right.
I would love for that to happen. I mean, you've seen rugby tournaments over there. You can imagine what a UFC would do down there. And aside from that, I'm calling George out, man. Let's meet in the cage. Let's do this. I love Georgie. CFA is awesome. It has been awesome with us. It was a great show. Love debating, love arguing. Love that I have a supporter out there. And definitely an enjoyable show, as usual.
That's right. Well, guys, that's it for us. Make sure you follow the action at RomanDH. On Twitter or at Mr. Randall V. That's Randall for Randall Villafaña. And also visit the website, like I said, RodolfoRoman.com. And follow people, la persona que escuchan en español, elotagano.com, donde puede darse cuenta de todo lo que está pasando en las artes marciales mixtas, todo en español. That being said, Randall, good night. And next week, we're going to be on Monday. We're going to have UFC veteran Steve Bruno on the program at a special time. Well, not really a special time, but a special day at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. next Monday, Randall. So make sure you get that on your calendar there.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
And we're going to give away, again, some more CFA tickets and some of the ABC amateur show tickets. And also, I want to make an announcement that tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Friday, there will be a amateur MMA show, the PFL, in downtown. So look that up, Premier Fighting League. This Friday night, if you want to catch some fights, or heck, if you want to release some steam, if the Miami Heat don't come out tomorrow night and play, I sure as hell will, man. That guy was so pissed off last night. You had a nice
Yeah,
team.
I know.
And
they could have clinched that win. They could have clinched that win. They had a bad second half. Hopefully, they can come back and bang one out. But what mostly impressed me about that whole game was that they showed they can really compete against them on their own home court. Obviously, a second half got away from them, but they can't compete with Oklahoma in their home court. One thing that's strange to me, man, is James Harden sat out most of that game, so Oklahoma can be slightly more dangerous if that guy's in the game more longer.
That's right. So tomorrow night, Heat action. Let's take this home, baby. Let's prove that we are the best, and let's prove the rest of the United States to stop the hating. Because did you take a look at that map? That the entire United States hates the Miami Heat.
I think the only other place other than Miami that would be rooting for Miami Heat right now would probably be Seattle. And that's just because OKC was a team that got stolen from Seattle.
I think that's that. With that being said, man, good night, Randall. We'll do it Monday, and let's go Heat.
#SuperDuper.